What y'all got for me? I'm moving past that, man. Strictly football. I don't want to answer any questions about that, to be honest with you.
What do you think of the way Deshaun playing yesterday? It looks like that quarterback situation's getting focused. So what do you think about that?
Said it again?
The way the quarterback situation looks like it's taking more focus, the way Deshaun played.
Right. They're all out here competing. All the quarterbacks we got are really talented. And you know, I'm excited for each and every one of them. Deshaun did a really good job. You know, he came in, I think, third and fourth quarter. And, you know, he had an unbelievable performance just like I thought he would.
Well, you really started to, you know, come on. Looks like you're healthy again, making some nice plays in practice. How are you feeling and kind of what are your goals for this season?
Feeling good, you know, just taking it day by day. Working on my body with the trainers and stuff, still doing treatment and stuff, just, you know, taking it all in. And got some big goals for the season. I'm excited for the season, too. We look really good. We've been working really hard. I'm just ready for everybody, you know, to see the work we've been doing.
How do you feel about your team, what you've been able to accomplish last year?
Camp's been camp, you know, have ups and downs still as a team, as a unit, is working to get better. A lot of stuff we got to work on, and each and every day we come out here, you know, try to be the best that we can be.
What do you think you've improved on in this game?
Definitely knowledge of our offense and scheme and stuff, and, you know, just proper depths, routes and stuff, you know, the big picture.
Yesterday I saw you. After practice, you were working on the jugs gun. You started off by yourself. Then one of the coaches came over and was kind of swiping at you while you were trying to catch the football and stuff like that. Is that actually more beneficial to you than you just standing there catching by yourself? Because in reality, that's what you have to deal with as a receiver.
Right, it is. And just for you to say that, you know, that's how you just know, like, everybody around here trying to get better. You know, they see me working on the jugs just by myself. Okay, his main thought is, okay, I want to make Corey better. Let me go over here and simulate a real game scenario and situation. So you just can tell, like, people around here are really, you know, rooting for us and want us to do really good.
What do you think this season would be different for you than last season was?
You know, a lot of stuff was new last year. And I think this season's just going to be great because everybody got the feel. We've been with each other. You know, we've been at our lowest point, and none of us want to go back to that. So we're all, you know, grabbing on to each other, holding each other accountable. And it's just everyone's mindset is totally different, and I'm loving it around here.
Are you guys using last year, not that you're dwelling on it, but are you using what happened last year collectively as a team as motivation for this year?
Deep down inside it is, but we, like we've been saying, we erased that tape. We're focused on this season and what we got to get done this season.
Corey, just the fact that you guys are in this offense for a second year, how can, as a team, can you build on that?
Just a lot of us and a lot of guys, you know what I mean, guys, we're more experienced. We, you know, like a whole year under your belt, as in anything, you're going to be much better. And, you know, guys walking around with confidence. And I'm just really just excited, like, to seeing the guys just so happy to be out here and to be a part of this organization.
What do you think you're better at? When Hugh Jackson and Marge said you have to step up and be the man, he mentioned the number one receiver. How would you define what a number one receiver is on the team?
Guy who makes plays when plays, you know, when it's called for him. A guy who, you know, got to be a leader around here, and more receiver, because a lot of guys gonna look up to you. And a guy who does the right thing when no one's even around watching. Know that I'm trying to get better, and I feel like that's really what a solid number one.
So are you on course for all of that?
Yes, sir. I feel like I am. I've been working my butt off each and every day, and every aspect of my game.
Really? How hard must it have been break the hand so early on in the season, just not only just physically but emotionally? What did that do to you? How hard was that to come back from? And what impact did that have on you?
It was tough. As any injury, you know, I have to sit and watch. No one likes watching. But I was rooting my team up, rooting them on, I mean. And it was just a tough situation, you know. It was a freak accident. And, you know, in football, you're going to get hurt. People are going to get injured. And it matters how you bounce back from it.
Corey, Jordan Payton made the big play Thursday. Receiver shot, make some plays in practice. What have you seen from those other guys from your
class? I'm proud of them, you know. It was like my sons. No, I'm kidding, but those my guys. Came in with them, and I'm just really proud of them and the way that they're getting better and they're taking this process and how they're becoming a pro, or they are a pro, but like as in the classroom when they're taking notes, just seeing them out here, you know, working technique and just getting better, and I'm excited for those guys.
What did you do special in the offseason to get yourself ready for this season?
Off-season, I was rehabbing a lot, you know, just trying to get my body right, get my muscles and stuff. So that was the main thing. I was rehabbing twice a day with a PT in Dallas, a guy named Trey. I came up here, put in some work, and that was my biggest concern, to come back here healthy.
So that was probably extra bummed you out a little bit, that you had to take that little hiccup in OTAs with the...
Yeah. Definitely.
After everything you went through to not make that happen.
Definitely.
But now, is that all behind you?
Right, all behind me.
Raring to go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you share what you said you have some big goals for the season. I mean, can you share what some of those
are? No. I don't like, personal. I don't like to talk about my goals here. They're for me.